So easiest visualizations for medicine Buddha practice, easiest. So what we can do, there's like seven medicine Buddha names we recite, seven of them. So in this book there's eight of them, but you know, eight is not the last one, Shakyamuni Buddha. So actually there's seven of them. So what we can do, just visualize some kind of, you know, light, okay? Light on your forehead, on top of your head. On top of your head, okay? That's like, just visualize some light and think that, you know, represent the healing energy, okay? Healing energies. That's what is medicine, all medicine is all about. So you can do the same thing if you're doing, you know, this practice for someone else. You can just visualize them. Actually, you know, in according to the textbook, actually these are lights are form, like, you know, a medicine Buddha. So, you know, that's like medicine Buddha, then the light. So yellow, three layers of yellow, okay, they represent first three medicine Buddha, three layers of yellow. You just visualize some light, you know, the size I think doesn't matter, so probably round or something, you know, this form of light. So then top of there you can light, you can visualize first, you know, three yellow, right? Then top of that there's like orange. Orange, or this is like light red. How they translate in there?
Light red.
Okay, yellow, light red. So then, karma. Then on top of that, there's like a mix with the red and white. Pink, okay, that's pink. So then, top of that, that's red, bright red. Oh. So then, top of that, that's blue light. Okay, blue light. So there are seven lights you visualize. So then, think this, you know, like represent the healing energies of, you know, seven medicine Buddha. So then, when we recite the first medicine Buddha name seven times, then right after that, then just imagine that light get dissolved in your body. First light, yellow. Then second name, we say seven times, then dissolve. Then third, then when you say medicine Buddha's name, then you get dissolved like that. So then, just imagine, it's like completely, you know, like how you say, problem in health, problem in the mind, been completely been healed, something like that, okay? Simple visualization. So, so then while reciting the mantra, then you have to know if you can maintain the visualizations. That, you know, this part of the healing or purifying all the, you know, physical difficulties, mental difficulties. So. And any form of other form of obstacles, what we call in Tibetan called dhe, means, you know, obstacles, from visible being, invisible being, whatever the obstacle is. So if you're aware, so that you can also imagine that, you know, that also, you know, kind of completely purifies, okay? Yeah, so, yeah. Just want to share that with you, that some, you can, you know, have some visualizations and imagine that the light gets dissolved. Okay. Yeah.
I'd like to thank our two sponsors, Hana Habashi. His dedication is to Geshe-la's long, happy, and healthy life, and to all sentient beings whose minds are weighted down by depression. And our second sponsor, Rich DeVecchis, for the DeVecchis family. So we're in the Silver Book. Turn to page 102. I will say the refuge in bodhicitta prayer three times. Nature incorporating the entire body, speech, mind, qualities, and activity of all the Tathagatas of the three times and ten directions, source of 84,000 collections of dharmas, Lord of all Arya Sangha, I seek refuge in the kind and glorious holy root and lineage gurus. I seek refuge in the completely enlightened Lord Buddhas. I seek refuge in the holy Dharma. I seek refuge in the Arya Sangha. I seek refuge in the eight brothers gone to bliss, the Lord Medicine Buddhas with their hosts of retinue deities. I seek refuge in the glorious holy protectors, Dharma protector guardians endowed with the wisdom mind. Nature incorporating the entire body, speech, mind, qualities, and activity of all the Tathagatas of the three times and ten directions, source of 84,000 collections of dharmas, Lord of all Arya Sangha. I seek refuge in the kind and glorious holy root and lineage gurus. I seek refuge in the completely enlightened Lord Buddhas. I seek refuge in the holy Dharma. I seek refuge in the Arya Sangha. I seek refuge in the eight brothers gone to bliss, the Lord Medicine Buddhas with their host of resident deities. I seek refuge in the glorious holy protectors, Dharma protector guardians endowed with the wisdom mind. Nature incorporating the entire body, speech, mind, qualities, and activity of all the Tathagatas of the three times and ten directions, source of 84,000 collections of dharmas, Lord of all Arya Sangha. I seek refuge in the kind and glorious holy root and lineage gurus. I seek refuge in the completely enlightened Lord Buddhas. I seek refuge in the holy Dharma. I seek refuge in the Arya Sangha. I seek refuge in the eight brothers gone to bliss, the Lord Medicine Buddhas with their host of retinue deities. I seek refuge in the glorious holy protectors, Dharma protector guardians endowed with the wisdom eye. I go for refuge until I'm enlightened to the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Supreme Assembly. By my merit from giving and other perfections, may I become a Buddha to benefit all sentient beings. I go for refuge until I'm enlightened to the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Supreme Assembly. By my merit from giving and other perfections, may I become a Buddha to benefit all sentient beings. I go for refuge until I'm enlightened to the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Supreme Assembly. By my merit from giving and other perfections, may I become a Buddha to benefit all sentient beings. All sentient beings who, although self and all appearances are Dhammadhatu by nature, have not realized it thus, I shall endow with happiness in the causes of happiness. I shall separate from suffering in the causes of suffering. I shall make inseparable from happiness without suffering, and I shall set in equanimity the cause of well-being, free from attachment, aversion, and partiality. All sentient beings who, although self and all appearances are Dhammadhatu by nature, have not realized it thus, I shall endow with happiness in the causes of happiness. I shall separate from suffering in the causes of suffering. I shall make inseparable from happiness without suffering, and I shall set in equanimity the cause of well-being, free from attachment, aversion, partiality. All sentient beings who, although self and all appearances are Dhammadhatu by nature, have not realized it thus, I shall endow with happiness in the causes of happiness. I shall separate from suffering in the causes of suffering. I shall make inseparable from happiness without suffering, and I shall set in equanimity the cause of well-being, free from attachment, aversion, and partiality. For the welfare of all mother sentient beings, I need to attain complete Buddhahood. Therefore, I'm going to engage in the stages of the path, such as prostrating, making offerings, and heartfelt requests, entreating the holy minds to grant blessings to the eight brothers gone to bliss, the Lord Medicine Buddhas, with their hosts of retinue deities. Through the power of the supreme truths of the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas' blessings, the might of the two collections and the purity of the Dharmadhatu, may this realm's beings and environment be enriched like Sukhavati with all the desirable perfections of both samsara and nirvana. Jeweled ground adorned with trees and with ponds, whose bottoms are covered with gold, silver, and pearl dust, flowers strewn and sandalwood fragrance rising, human divine enjoyment, Samantabhadra's offerings everywhere. There in the center of a charming jewel palace, on lotuses and lion thrones, Buddhas and Bodhisattvas abide. May everywhere be filled with oceans of clouds of offerings which they enjoy, born through the force of mantra, samadhi, and aspiration. Om namo bhagavate vajrasara pramadanaya tathagataya arahate samyaksambuddhaya tayata om vajra vajra maha vajra maha teja vajra maha vidya vajra maha bodhicitta vajra maha bodhimendo pasam kramana vajra sawakawa avarana vishodana vajra soha Om namo bhagavate vajrasara pramadanaye tathagataya arahate sammasam buddhaya tayata om vajra vajra maha vajra maha teja vajra maha vidya vajra maha bodhi citta vajra maha bodhi mendopasam karmana vajra Savakawa avarana vishodana varisoha Om namo bhagavate vajrasara pramadanaye tathagataya arahate sammasam buddhaya tayata om vajra vajra maha vajra maha teja vajra maha vidya vajra maha bodhi citta vajra maha bodhi mendopasam karmana vajra Savakawa avarana vishodana varisoha Now skip down to optional extensive version. By the power of truth of the three rare sublime ones, the blessings of all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, the great wealth of the completed two collections, and the sphere phenomena being pure and inconceivable, may these piles of clouds of offerings arising through transformation by the Bodhisattvas Arya Samantabhadra, Manjushri, and so forth, unimaginable and inexhaustible, equaling the sky, arise and in the eyes of the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas of the ten directions be received. Compassion protectors in degenerate times, seven Sukhatas, Buddha Shakyamuni, Holy Dharma, Bodhisattvas and Guardians, invited as a support and protector refuge to protect others and myself, may you come here, gather, and grant your blessings. Root Guru, whose kindness is without equal, King of the Shakyas, Manjushri, Shantarakshita, and so on, holding in their hands this profound sutra, to the direct and lineage gurus I prostrate. To the compassionate ones who liberate destitute beings, seven Sugatas, Buddha Shakyamuni, and Holy Dharma, Manjushri, Kabdrul, Vajrapani, Brahma, and Ishvara, and the Maharajas and Yakshas I prostrate. I make every collection of offerings, actually arranged and emanated, through the force of mantra, samadhi, and aspiration. I confess all downfalls and negativities, rejoice in virtues. Request and beseech and dedicate such virtues as these to the Great Enlightenment. Great Bhagavan Assembly, pray, listen, seven Sugatas, just as you promised, your previous prayers will be fulfilled during the final period of Shakyamuni's teachings. Pray, show me in actuality it is true. To the Bhagavan Tathagata Arhat, fully enlightened Buddha, renowned glorious king of excellent science, I prostrate, offer, and go for refuge. To the Bhagavan Tathagata Arhat, fully enlightened Buddha, renowned glorious king of excellent science, I prostrate, offer, and go for refuge. To the Bhagavan Tathagata Arhat, fully enlightened Buddha, renowned glorious king of excellent science, I prostrate, offer, and go for refuge. To the Bhagavan Tathagata Arhat, fully enlightened Buddha, renowned glorious king of excellent science, I prostrate, offer, and go for refuge. To the Bhagavan Tathagata Arhat, fully enlightened Buddha, renowned glorious king of excellent science, I prostrate, offer, and go for refuge. To the Bhagavan Tathagata Arhat, fully enlightened Buddha, renowned glorious king of excellent science, I prostrate, offer, and go for refuge. To the Bhagavan Tathagata Arhat, fully enlightened Buddha, renowned glorious king of excellent science, I prostrate, offer, and go for refuge. Please may the pledges you made ripen upon myself and all sentient beings right now. May all my pure prayers succeed immediately. Golden in color with mudra of granting refuge, who accomplish eight prayers majestic with the glory of two accumulations, glorious one of the Buddha field unconquered by others, to renowned glorious king of excellent signs, I prostrate. In flowers of the major marks, flourishing and pure, anthers of minor signs, such a beautiful body, one who sees, hears, or thinks of you is glorified. To renowned glorious king of excellent signs, I prostrate. I make every collection of offerings, actually arranged and emanated, through the force of mantra, samadhi, and aspiration. I confess all downfalls and negativities, rejoice in virtues. Request and beseech and dedicate such virtues as these to the Great Enlightenment. to the force of hearing the conqueror's name, expressing it, remembering, prostrating, and offering, may all sentient beings such as ourselves be free from epidemics, execution, criminals, and spirits, have faculties fully complete, have the continuum of suffering and negativities cut, not fall to lower realms, and experience the happiness of humans and gods. With hunger, thirst, and poverty pacified, may there be wealth. Without torments of body such as bindings and beatings, without harm of tigers, lions, and snakes, with conflict pacified, endowed with loving minds and relieved from fear of blood as well, may we pass to fearless bliss. And when we pass away from this life, may we be born from a lotus in that Buddha field, qualities complete, become a vessel for transmitting teachings of conquerors such as renowned glorious king of excellent signs, and cause them delight. To the Bhagavan Tathagata Arhat, full and enlightened Buddha, king of melodious sound, brilliant radiance of skill, adorned with jewels, moon, and lotus, I prostrate, offer, and go for refuge. To the Bhagavan Tathagata Arhat, full and enlightened Buddha, king of melodious sound, brilliant radiance of skill, adorned with jewels, moon, and lotus, I prostrate, offer, and go for refuge. To the Bhagavan Tathagata Arhat, full and enlightened Buddha, king of melodious sound, brilliant radiance of skill, adorned with jewels, moon, and lotus, I prostrate, offer, and go for refuge. To the Bhagavan Tathagata Arhat, full and enlightened Buddha, king of melodious sound, brilliant radiance of skill, adorned with jewels, moon, and lotus, I prostrate, offer, and go for refuge. To the Bhagavan Tathagata Arhat, full and enlightened Buddha, king of melodious sound, brilliant radiance of skill, adorned with jewels, moon, and lotus, I prostrate, offer, and go for refuge. To the Bhagavan Tathagata Arhat, enlightened Buddha, king of melodious sound, brilliant radiance of skill, adorned with jewels, moon, and lotus, I prostrate, offer, and go for refuge. To the Bhagavan Tathagata Arhat, full enlightened Buddha, king of melodious sound, brilliant radiance of skill, adorned with jewels, moon, and lotus, I prostrate, offer, and go for refuge. Please may the pledges you made ripen upon myself and all sentient beings right now. May all my pure prayers succeed immediately. Yellow in color with mudra of granting supreme, who accomplished eight prayers majestic with the glory of two accumulations, glorious one of the Buddha field endowed with jewels, I prostrate to king of melodious sound. Well adorned with jeweled moon and lotus, wisdom expanded and mastery of all knowable objects, endowed with a mind as deep as the ocean, I prostrate at the feet of king of melodious sound. I make every collection of offerings aptly arranged and emanated to the force of mantra, samadhi, and aspiration. I confess all downfalls and negativities, rejoice in virtues. Request and beseech and dedicate such virtues as these to the great enlightenment. To the force of hearing the conqueror's name, expressing it, remembering, prostrating, and offering. For all sentient beings such as ourselves, may the distracted flourish in the Dharma, have wealth and goods of humans and gods, without torment at conception, be always born human, never be separated from bodhicitta, increase in virtuous Dharma, purify obscurations, and attain the happiness of humans and gods. May they be freed from being separated from the spiritual guide, from dark ages, spirit harm, death and enemies, and from the dangers of isolated places. May we have enthusiasm for making offerings and performing ritual services. May lesser beings have samadhi, mindfulness, strength, the dharani of non-forgetfulness, and attain supreme wisdom. May tormenting fires be cooled. And when we pass away from this life, may we be born from a lotus in that Buddha field, qualities complete, become a vessel for transmitting the teachings of conquerors, such as king of melodious sound, and cause them delight. To the Bhagavan Tathagata Arhat, fully enlightened Buddha, stainless excellent gold, great jewel who accomplishes all vows, I prostrate, offer, and go for refuge. To the Bhagavan Tathagata Arhat, fully enlightened Buddha, stainless excellent gold, great jewel who accomplishes all vows, I prostrate, offer, and go for refuge. To the Bhagavan Tathagata Arhat, full enlightened Buddha, stainless excellent gold, great jewel who accomplishes all vows, I prostrate, offer, and go for refuge. To the Bhagavan Tathagata Arhat, formerly enlightened Buddha, saying this excellent gold, great jewel who accomplishes all vows, I prostrate, offer, and go for refuge. To the Bhagavan Tathagata Arhat, formerly enlightened Buddha, saying this excellent gold, great jewel who accomplishes all vows, I prostrate, offer, and go for refuge. To the Bhagavan Tathagata Arhat, formerly enlightened Buddha, saying this excellent gold, great jewel who accomplishes all vows, I prostrate, offer, and go for refuge. To the Bhagavan Tathagata Arhat, formerly enlightened Buddha, stainless excellent gold, great jewel who accomplishes all vows, I prostrate, offer, and go for refuge. Please may the pledges you made ripen upon myself and all sentient beings right now. May all my pure prayers succeed immediately. Golden in color like the river Tsambu with Dharma teaching mudra, having accomplished four prayers majestic with the glory of two accumulations, glorious one of the Buddha field incense filled, I prostrate to stainless excellent gold. Paramount among golds like the gold of the river Tsambu, blazing with more radiance than a thousand suns, body like a stainless golden stupa, I prostrate to stainless excellent gold. I make every collection of offerings, after arranged and emanated, to the force of mantra, samadhi, and aspiration. I confess all downfalls and negativities, rejoice in virtues. Request and beseech and dedicate such virtues as these to the great enlightenment. Through the force of hearing the conqueror's name, expressing it, remembering, prostrating, offering, for all sentient beings such as ourselves, may the short live gain longevity, the poor full wealth, may combatants come to have loving minds, may we not be without training and fall to the lower realms, but be bound by our vows and never without bodhicitta. And when we pass away from this life, may we be born from a lotus in the Buddha field, qualities complete, become a vessel for transmitting the teachings of conquerors such as stainless excellent gold, and cause them delight. To the Bhagavan Tathagata Arhat, fully enlightened Buddha, supreme glory, free from sorrow, I prostrate, offer, and go for refuge. To the Bhagavan Tathagata Arhat, fully enlightened Buddha, supreme glory, free from sorrow, I prostrate, offer, and go for refuge. To the Bhagavan Tathagata Arhat, fully enlightened Buddha, supreme glory, free from sorrow, I prostrate, offer, and go for refuge. To the Bhagavan Tathagata Arhat, fully enlightened Buddha, supreme glory, free from sorrow, I prostrate, offer, and go for refuge. To the Bhagavan Tathagata Arhat, fully enlightened Buddha, supreme glory, free from sorrow, prostrate, offer, and go for refuge. To the Bhagavan Tathagata Arhat, fully enlightened Buddha, supreme glory, free from sorrow, I prostrate, offer, and go for refuge. To the Bhagavan Tathagata Arhat, fully enlightened Buddha, supreme glory, free from sorrow, I prostrate, offer, and go for refuge. Please may the pledges you made ripen upon myself and all sentient beings right now. May all my pure prayers succeed immediately. Like red in color with mudra of meditated equipoise, who accomplished four prayers majestic with the glory of two accumulations, glorious one of the Buddha field without sorrow, I prostrate to supreme glory free from sorrow. Pass beyond sorrow, attain to supreme bliss, pacifier of sentient beings, free poisons and sufferings, protector of beings of the six realms, to the glorified one, supreme glory, free from sorrow, I prostrate. I make every collection of offerings, after arranged and emanated, through the force of mantra, samadhi, and aspiration. I confess all downfalls and negativities, rejoice in virtues. Request and beseech and dedicate such virtues as these to the great enlightenment. Through the force of hearing the conqueror's name, expressing it, remembering, prostrating, and offering, for all sentient beings such as ourselves, may sorrow and the like always be pacified and life be long and happy. May the conqueror's light increase bliss and joy in the health. May we have brightness, beauty, and wealth unharmed by spirits. May we have love for each other and may there be no disease. And when we pass away from this life, may we be born from a lotus in that Buddha field, qualities complete, become a vessel for transmitting the teachings of conquerors such as supreme glory, free from sorrow, and cause them delight. To the Bhagavan Tathagata Arahat, fully enlightened Buddha, melodious ocean of proclaimed Dharma, I prostrate offer and go for refuge. To the Bhagavan Tathagata Arahat, fully enlightened Buddha, melodious ocean of proclaimed Dharma, I prostrate offer and go for refuge. To the Bhagavan Tathagata Arahat, fully enlightened Buddha, melodious ocean of proclaimed Dharma, I prostrate offer and go for refuge. To the Bhagavan Tathagata Arahat, fully enlightened Buddha, melodious ocean of proclaimed Dharma, I prostrate offer and go for refuge. To the Bhagavan Tathagata Arahat, fully enlightened Buddha, melodious ocean of proclaimed Dharma, I prostrate offer and go for refuge. To the Bhagavan Tathagata Arahat, fully enlightened Buddha, melodious ocean of proclaimed Dharma, I prostrate offer and go for refuge. To the Bhagavan Tathagata Arahat, fully enlightened Buddha, melodious ocean of proclaimed Dharma, I prostrate offer and go for refuge. Please may the pledges you made ripen upon myself and all sentient beings right now. May all my pure prayers succeed immediately. Pink in color with mudra of teaching the Dharma, who accomplished four prayers majestic with the glory of two accumulations, glorious one of the Buddha field victory banner of Dharma, I prostrate to melodious ocean of proclaimed Dharma. Great sound of Dharma conquering adversaries, endowed with speech as deep as the ocean, pacifier of beings suffering without exception, I prostrate to melodious ocean of proclaimed Dharma. I make every collection of offerings actually arranged and emanated through the force of mantra, samadhi, and aspiration. I confess all downfalls and negativities, rejoice in virtues. Request and beseech and dedicate such virtues as these to the great enlightenment. Through the force of hearing the conqueror's name, expressing it, remembering, prostrating, and offering, for all sentient beings such as ourselves, may we always have perfect view and faith, hear the sound of Dharma, and be enriched with bodhicitta. For the sake of resources, may we give up negativities, may wealth increase, may we abide in love, have long lives, and be content. And when we pass away from this life, may we be born from a lotus in that Buddha field, qualities complete. Become a vessel for transmitting the teachings of conquerors such as melodious ocean proclaimed Dharma and cause them delight. To the Bhagavan Tathagata Arahat, fully enlightened Buddha, delightful king of clear knowing, supreme wisdom of an ocean of Dharma, I prostrate offer and go for refuge. To the Bhagavan Tathagata Arahat, fully enlightened Buddha, delightful king of clear knowing, supreme wisdom of an ocean of Dharma, I prostrate offer and go for refuge. To the Bhagavan Tathagata Arahat, fully enlightened Buddha, delightful king of clear knowing, supreme wisdom of an ocean of Dharma, I prostrate offer and go for refuge. To the Bhagavan Tathagata Arahat, fully enlightened Buddha, delightful king of clear knowing, supreme wisdom of an ocean of Dharma, I prostrate offer and go for refuge. To the Bhagavan Tathagata Arahat, fully enlightened Buddha, delightful king of clear knowing, supreme wisdom of an ocean of Dharma, I prostrate offer and go for refuge. To the Bhagavan Tathagata Arahat, fully enlightened Buddha, delightful king of clear knowing, supreme wisdom of an ocean of Dharma, I prostrate offer and go for refuge. To the Bhagavan Tathagata Arahat, fully enlightened Buddha, delightful king of clear knowing, supreme wisdom of an ocean of Dharma, I prostrate offer and go for refuge. Please may the pledges you made ripen upon myself and all sentient beings right now. May all my pure prayers succeed immediately. Coral colored with mudra of granting the supreme, who accomplished four prayers majestic with the glory of two accumulations, glorious one of the Buddha field ocean of jewels, I prostrate to king of clear knowing, mind of profound Dharma wisdom difficult to fathom, sporting in the pure sphere of truth, one who sees all knowable objects directly, I prostrate to king of clear knowing. I make every collection of offerings actually arranged and emanated to the force of mantra, samadhi, and aspiration. I confess all downfalls and negativities, rejoice in virtues. Request and beseech and dedicate such virtues as these to the great enlightenment. To the force of hearing the conqueror's name, expressing it, remembering, prostrating, and offering, for all sentient beings such as ourselves, may the distracted be free of malice and rich in goods. May those on evil paths to lower realms attain the 10 virtues. May those controlled by others gain perfect independence, and all have long life, hear the names, and be virtuous. And when we pass away from this life, may we be born from a lotus in that Buddha field, qualities complete, become a vessel for transmitting the teachings of conquerors such as King of Clear Knowing, and cause them delight. To the Bhagavan Tathagata Arahat, full enlightened Buddha, medicine guru, king of Lapa Five, I prostrate, offer, and go for refuge. To the Bhagavan Tathagata Arahat, full enlightened Buddha, medicine guru, king of Lapa Five, I prostrate, offer, and go for refuge. To the Bhagavan Tathagata Arahat, full enlightened Buddha, medicine guru, king of Lapa Five, I prostrate, offer, and go for refuge. To the Bhagavan Tathagata Arahat, full enlightened Buddha, medicine guru, king of Lapa Five, I prostrate, offer, and go for refuge. To the Bhagavan Tathagata Arahat, full enlightened Buddha, medicine guru, king of Lapa Five, I prostrate, offer, and go for refuge. To the Bhagavan Tathagata Arahat, full enlightened Buddha, medicine guru, king of Lapa Five, I prostrate, offer, and go for refuge. To the Bhagavan Tathagata Arahat, full enlightened Buddha, medicine guru, king of Lapa Five, I prostrate, offer, and go for refuge. Please may the pledges you made ripen upon all sentient beings, right? May all my pure prayers succeed immediately. Blue in color with mudra of granting the Supreme, who accomplished 12 prayers majestic with the glory of pure accumulations, glorious one of the Buddha field lapis light, I prostrate to medicine guru, king of doctors. Bhagavan with equal compassion for all, whose name when merely heard dispels the suffering of lower realms, dispeller of disease and the three poisons, I prostrate to medicine Buddha, lapis light. I make every collection of offerings actually arranged and emanated through the force of mantra, samadhi, and aspiration. I confess all downfalls and negativities, rejoice in virtues. Request and beseech and dedicate such virtues as these to the great enlightenment. Through the force of hearing the conqueror's name, expressing it, remembering, prostrating, and offering, may each and every sentient being, such as ourselves, all become like you, graced with marks and signs. May the light dispelling darkness, the enjoyment of wisdom and skillful means be inexhaustible. May those attracted to mistaken and lesser paths enter Mahayana paths, and all be beautified by their vows. May we be free from pain caused by immorality, be complete in faculties and without disease, and have abundant goods. May those disillusioned with the weakest conditions always have powerful faculties. And may we be free from Nara's noose and perverse viewpoints. May those tormented by kings gain bliss, and those who out of hunger support themselves to negativity, be satisfied with food received in accordance with the Dharma. May hardships of heat and cold be pacified, and all good wishes be fulfilled. Endowed with morality that pleases the Aryas, may we be liberated. And when we pass away from this life, may we be born from a lotus in that Buddha field, qualities complete, become a vessel for transmitting the teachings of conquerors, such as medicine guru, king of doctors, and cause them delight. To the Bhagavan Tathagata Arahat, full enlightened Buddha, glorious conqueror Shakyamuni, I prostrate, offer, and go for refuge. To the Bhagavan Tathagata Arahat, full enlightened Buddha, glorious conqueror Shakyamuni, I prostrate, offer, and go for refuge. To the Bhagavan Tathagata Arahat, full enlightened Buddha, glorious conqueror Shakyamuni, I prostrate, offer, and go for refuge. To the Bhagavan Tathagata Arahat, full enlightened Buddha, glorious conqueror Shakyamuni, I prostrate, offer, and go for refuge. To the Bhagavan Tathagata Arahat, full enlightened Buddha, glorious conqueror Shakyamuni, I prostrate, offer, and go for refuge. To the Bhagavan Tathagata Arahat, full enlightened Buddha, glorious conqueror Shakyamuni, I prostrate, offer, and go for refuge. To the Bhagavan Tathagata Arahat, full enlightened Buddha, glorious conqueror Shakyamuni, I prostrate, offer, and go for refuge. Please may the pledges you made ripen upon myself and all sentient beings right now. May all my pure prayers succeed immediately. Golden in color with earth-pressing mudra, who through the force of unique great compassion and enthusiasm, became the glorious one of this, the fearless world system, I prostrate to the supreme leader, head of the Shakyas. Born the Shakya lineage out of skillful means and compassion, unchallenged by others, conqueror of Mara's forces, body majestic as a golden Mount Meru, I prostrate to the king of the Shakyas. I make every collection of offerings actually arranged and emanated through the force of mantra, samadhi, and aspiration. I confess all downfalls and negativities, rejoice in virtues. Request and beseech and dedicate such virtues as these to the great enlightenment. Pray, bless us and all beings who lack a protector to receive here immediately without exception the benefits as taught by the Supreme Teacher and the extensive sutra ritual of Medicine Buddha. Supreme lamp dispelling the darkness of ignorance, foremost of medicines alleviating suffering and disease, to the entire sublime jewel of Dharma, I prostrate, offer, and go for refuge. Supreme lamp dispelling the darkness of ignorance, foremost of medicines alleviating suffering and disease, to the entire sublime jewel of Dharma, I prostrate, offer, and go for refuge. Supreme lamp dispelling the darkness of ignorance, foremost of medicines alleviating suffering and disease, to the entire sublime jewel of Dharma, I prostrate, offer, and go for refuge. Homage to the mother of the victorious ones, perfection of wisdom and holy Dharma of the three vehicles, who totally destroys the dark seed of suffering's cause and uproots the pain of suffering completely. I make every collection of offerings actually arranged and emanated through the force of mantra, samadhi, and aspiration. I confess all downfalls and negativities, rejoice in virtues. Request and beseech and dedicate such virtues as these to the great enlightenment. To the blessings of the truth of the holy Dharma jewel, may I and all others henceforth in all our lives practice the Buddha's teachings in their entirety, exactly as the Buddha's intended. The conqueror's heart commitments were invoked by 36,000 sons of Sugatas, including Manjushri, Kyabdrul, and Vajrapani. Thus requested, they proclaimed his sutra's benefits. Pray, manifest all of them for me here and now, and to the worldly protector Yaksha leaders as well, as you promised to do before previous teachers, to stop enemies, harmers, and epidemics, pacify all conflict, and increase physical and mental bliss, increase wealth, power, property, crops, and lifespan, accomplish these desired goals as we wish, and always protect us without break. Okay, so, let's see, I think everyone's pretty familiar with these two mantras. Okay. Oh, okay. So let's do seven of the long mantras in the first rectangle, and then let's do 21 of the short ones. Okay. Okay, so just repeat after me. Om Namo Bhagavate Vekanze Guru Bedurya Prabharataya Tathagataya Arhate Samyaksam Buddhaya Teyata Om Bekanze, Bekanze, Maha Bekanze, Bekanze, Radza Samugate, Soha. So let's go a little bit faster. Om Namo Bhagavate Bekanze, Guru Bedurya, Prabharadzaya, Tata Gataya Arhate Samyaksam Buddhaya Teyata Om Bekanze Bekanze Maha Bekanze Bekanze Radza Samugate Soha Om Namo Bhagavate Bekanze Guru Vedurya Prabharadzaya Tata Gataya Arhate Samyak Sambuddhaya Teyata Om Bekanse Bekanse Maha Bekanse Bekanse Raja Samugate Soha. So now let's chant it. Om Namo Bhagavate Bekanse Guru Bedyurya Paparajaya Tathagataya Arhate Samyak Sambuddhaya Tayata Om Bekanse Bekanse Maha Bekanse Bekanse Rata Samugate Soha Om Namo Bhagavate Bekanse Guru Bedyurya Paparajaya Tathagataya Arhate Samyak Sambuddhaya Tayata Om Bekanse Bekanse Maha Bekante Bekante Raja Samugate Soha Om Namo Bhagavate Bekante Guru Bediria Pabarataya Tathagataya Arhate Sambuddhaya Tayata Om Bekante Bekante Maha Bekante Bekante Raja Samugate Soha Om Namo Bhagavate Bekante Guru Bediurya Paparajaya Tathagataya Arhate Samyak Sambuddhaya Tayata Om Bekanse Bekanse Maha Bekanse Bekanse Raja Samugate Soha Tayata Om Bekanse Bekanse Maha Bekanse Bekanse Raja Samugate Soha. With Guru, whose kindness is without equal, King of the Shakyas, Manjushri, Shantarakshita, and so on, holding in their hands this profound sutra, to the direct and lineage Gurus I prostrate, to the compassionate ones who liberate destitute beings, to the seven Sukhatas Buddha Shakyamuni and the Holy Dhamma, to Manjushri, Kyabdul, Vajrapani, Brahma, and Ishvara, and the Maharajas and Yakshas, I prostrate. I make every collection of offerings actually arranged and emanated through the force of mantra, samadhi, and aspiration. I confess all downfalls and negativities, rejoice in virtues. Request and beseech and dedicate such virtues as these to the great enlightenment. Whatever I have done or caused to be done that was unprepared or degenerated or done with my deluded mind, please be patient with all of these. Whatever the beings of this degenerate age have done of lesser merit mixed with ignorant delusions that did not fulfill the Arya's wishes, please be patient with these as well. Under the influence of miserliness, lacking in skill, having made bad offerings or faulty arrangements, O protector endowed with great compassion, please be patient with these as well. Whatever was superfluous or left undone, degeneration in parts of the ritual, or whatever was forgotten, please be patient with these as well. By remaining here together with this image for the sake of all migrators, may you grant us long life without illness, power, and supreme attainment. Om Sutatita Bindaye Soha. Auspicious verses. The host of medicine Buddha deities pervading all directions of the round of space with perfection, some raining down multicolored lotuses, some singing songs requesting goodness, some acting to conquer maras and obstructors, and all bestowing on you supreme good fortune, know this full well and be very joyful, and I shall voice sweet melody expressing auspiciousness. Supreme teacher of humans and gods, touching my crown to your feet of jewel moonlight, grants the glory of good fortune of Kumuda flowers blossoming. To Manindra, moon of expounders, I prostrate. Manjushri and great abbot Shantarakshita, Trisan Dekson, Atisha father and sons, second conqueror Losang Drapa, and so on, the auspiciousness of all collected good qualities of the supreme root and lineage gurus, may all negativity and degeneration be ended, and bliss and goodness increasing like the waxing moon. May it be auspicious to enjoy the glory of perfection. Accomplishing a supreme ocean of prayers invoking truth during the teachings decline for protectorless beings who are untamed by other sunlight conquerors, through the auspiciousness of all collected good qualities of those seven Sukhatas protectors during degenerate times, may all negativity and degeneration be ended, and bliss and goodness increasing like the waxing moon, may it be auspicious to enjoy the glory of perfection. Arising well from the broad lotus-like tongue of the Lord of the Able Ones, especially exalted even in the later days of the Shakya's teachings, such that if performed one gains the essence of immortality's ambrosia, through the auspiciousness of all collected good qualities of that king of the vast and profound Sutra Pitaka, may all negativity and degeneration be ended, and bliss and goodness increasing like the waxing moon, may it be auspicious to enjoy the glory of perfection. To the auspiciousness of all collected good qualities of those children of the lineage performing the sutra ritual, by simply reciting the names of the kings of doctors of all realms 10 directions, and through the especially extensive prayers of the teaching Buddha and the Sugatas, may all negativity and degeneration be ended, and bliss and goodness increasing like the waxing moon, may it be auspicious to enjoy the glory of perfection. Accomplished through the compassion mantra of the Sukhatas, to faith, samadhi, and words of truth, construction of jewels, abode of the three jewels beyond the three realms, to the auspiciousness of all collected good qualities of that supreme Buddha field equal to Sukhavati, may all negativity and degeneration be ended, and bliss and goodness increasing like the waxing moon. May it be auspicious to enjoy the glory of perfection. I'd like to thank our sponsors again tonight. They are Hana Habashi. His dedication is to Geshe's long, happy, and healthy life, and to all sentient beings whose minds are weighted down by depression, and Rich Devechis for the Devechis family. I'd also like to read the prayer list. Prayers for a happy rebirth. All those killed by natural and man-made disasters, all the Tibetans who have been killed or have taken their own lives in the struggle for religious freedom, George M. Gebetsberger, Gary Goldberg, Allison Farr, Tig Jones, Maurice, Richard Lenihan, Catherine Powell, Chuck Renard, Theodore Henry Schreppel, Brianna Yance, Simon Oliver the Cat, Swaha the Duckling, Job Search, Mark Johnson. Prayers for Health and Well-Being, Kyabji Lama Zopa Rinpoche, Venerable Margaret McAndrew, Venerable Cherky Lamo, Venerable Tsepa. All those harmed by natural and man-made disasters. For the Tibetan people and for the Chinese authorities, may the nonviolent path lead to full reconciliation and religious freedom. Jim Barnes, Best, Malika Ability, Joya Colombo, Hoya Colombo, Andrew Crook, Susan Daniel, Richard First, Mildred Gooch, Allison Haar's family, Francis Hayashi, Leslie and Joan Inman, Kenny Jackson and Buddy, Helen Kasanoff, Vanessa Lillig and family, Shanti and Kurt Latimer, Mac, Nelson Mandela, Shelley Miller, Ian Mahler, Marie Murphy, Adrian Oliver, Jay Pandya, Lindsay Piatti, Aunt Polly, Ralph and Lee Powell and family, R.G., Faye Renard and family, Jason Lee Roman, Dr. Albert Sons, Rosemary Cease, David Allen Swanger, Lori Todd, Dion Washington, Dorothy Wirtis, Judith Wormser, Betsy Yance, Cadro and Dorje the Pigs. If you have any names you'd like to add, would you please say them now? in the dedication prayers, in the middle of page 134, instead of saying Lama Sangye, let's say Sangye Menla, to your name. Gewa Ji Nu Du Da Sangye Menla Du Ju Ne Ro Wa Ji Kya Ma Lu Pa De Chanshu Sengcha Rinpoche Make Panam Kejuchi Kewa Nyampa Mepayang Gone Gondu Pelwasho Champel Power Chita Kempadam Kutu Zampo Deyan Dejinte Teda Kungi Jezu Daloche Kewa Dida Tanche Rabtungo Tu sun shepe ge watan cheki ngo wa gala chok du na pade. Agi ge we tsa wa di kun kya sampo chute rab tu ngo wa gi. Due to the merits accumulated over the three times by myself and all the Buddhists and Bodhisattvas, which are empty from their own side, may the I, which is empty from its own side, achieve the state of enlightenment, which is empty from its own side, and lead all sentient beings who are empty from their own side to that state as quickly as possible by myself alone. Because of all the merits of the three times created by me and all the Buddhists and Bodhisattvas and other sentient beings, may there be no wars, famines, disease, quarreling, fighting, or unhappy minds. May there be great prosperity, and may everything needed be easily obtained. May all the human beings in the world be guided by spiritual leaders teaching only Dharma, and may everyone enjoy the happiness of Dharma. So let's continue with the dedications on the pink page and the white prayer book with the Long Life Prayer for His Holiness. Kandi da we kor we shing kam di ten dan de wa ma lu shing we ne chen de si wan ten sing ya tso yi sa pe si de bar du ten ju chi toni ning de zung du ju pe lam se 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 de kan chen ten doi gren cha na pe mo ten sing ya tso la so wa de so she du lu du sho chonu yi en ala wang sho tu Awatare tembara sopa, lo zange we de ton leg pelchok, jase gengju lama so wa dev. Tupsu chanjin jangun ge we, tenzin kyonpe we kunzu do poze. Choksum kur we le mum tu du, Padok so du je gun du jap den sho. Om tare tu tare tu re so ha. 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 Om tare tu tare tu re so ha.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So the mantra, so I need to say something. When you say the mantra, Om Namu Bhagavate Bhagaje Guru Benduya, not the Pamba, Tamba, Ta. No Pamba, Ta. T-A. There's no... so this, the way they wrote P-R-A.
Oh, Prabha.
Tamba, Tamba, Ta, Ta, Ta. T-A, how you say, T-A?
Yeah,
Tamba, Tamba, no Pamba. So that, no? No, it's not wrong. Because what happens, sometimes when they translate it from Tibetan to English, sometimes they just translate the sound. sometimes they try to translate the meanings. So this is like when we write in Tibetan, there's called P, it's called Pa Rata Cha. So that's like Parata Cha. So you probably know a little bit. So this kind of translations, let's say if somehow all the Tibetan text has been lost, so when you translate from like these translations, they really get exact the spelling in Tibetan, writing like this. I'm not sure what you call. So this is like lungta. So sometimes they call like lungta. They call wind horse. That's like not really meaning. Just like sound translations. So this is if we Tibetan. This is how we read. P is called pa, R is ra, A is ta, parata, ta, ta ba, is not parba, parba, that part is a mistake. And there's no mistake here, but where we pronounce. So we say ta. Ta. Om namo bhagavate bhagadze. Om namo bhagavate bhagadze guru benruya. Ta, tamba. No tam, ta, tamba. Tamba. Taba, 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 so that in Tibetan it's called ta, ta. Sometimes in hair. Listen, is hair. They will call ta, hair. So that's how you pronounce tamba, no parba, parba, no parba, taba, tabaranda. If you have been reciting parbaranda, that's okay. Don't feel bad. No, don't feel bad. Don't feel bad. So that reason, somebody who has been reciting this poem, but don't feel bad, because reason, there's one story. In Eastern Tibet, there's one person who's been reciting this mantra, you know, Om Kili Kili. So you're supposed to say Kili Kili, and he's been saying Tili Tili. Do you see the difference? Kili Kili, that person saying Tili Tili. So then one person says, oh, you are not pronouncing mantra correctly, you are supposed to say Kili Kili, but you are saying Tili Tili. And that person says, okay, so if that's the case, come here, I'll show you the power of the mantra that I've been reciting incorrectly. And he has this, you know, like a religious, you know, the instrument that looks like maybe like sword, small sword. He has one of them in his hand. So that's probably related to that particular deities, the mantra that he's been reciting. He said, come here. He took the other person who was telling him that you are pronouncing mantra incorrectly. He took him there near the rock. He said, then he said, he deliberately pronounced mantra incorrectly. He said, he's not saying Om Kili Kili, he's saying Om Tili Tili. Bang, on the rock. Half of this went into the rock. Solid rock. That's the mantras that I've been saying, millions of them. So now you see this mispronunciation or correct pronunciation or incorrect pronunciation. So that's what I'm saying. If you have been saying Pamba Randaya, so you know, if you put in a lot of devotion there, it doesn't matter. So, but you know, also it's good to learn how to. Not saying it's a mistake, but you know, you should not feel bad. Whatever has been recited, the benefit is already there, okay? So this is quite a little bit difficult because the way they translate, sometimes they translate like that. I'm not sure what you call. So there's they're spelling in English. Each Tibetan word, they're spelling in English. That's what happens. So benefit of that, doing this kind of translation, is for Tibetans, when you translate back to Tibetan, you get exact spelling. The other translation, you don't get spelling, so you have to just guess. So this one, we say paratatra. P-R-A, we say parat. P is pa, R is ra. Is ta para ta ta. That's how we pronounce. So the ta ba. Ta ba, okay.